Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's EV news briefly for Monday, December 1st. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Let's get you up to speed. Volvo and Polestar's bosses are warning the European Union against listening to the lobbying coming from Germany. The Chancellor there is asking the European Commission to back down from the 2035 clean air laws that are already in place. And we've been talking about this since 2018, by the way. He says, Friedrich Merz, that there are tech-neutral ways to protect the climate and is arguing for German carmakers to still be making combustion cars after 2035. However, Polestar's chief executive and Volvo's boss both saying these are bad, bad ideas. If you slow down on making EVs in Europe, then the Chinese are coming and they ain't slowing down and they will take over. That's the warning. We'll wait and see what the European regulators do. China's sales of Tesla sales in China are jumping in November. Delivery deadlines are heading back into 2026. Good news for Tesla because they've needed some good news in China. Up on the month, November to November, and up on the year, October to November. But on a year-to-date basis, they're still down over 8% in China compared to last year, and that's with new Model Ys and new models to be selling. It's fiercely competitive against domestic makers. Ford's E-Transit Custom gets more range, no new battery. They're simply unlocking more of the battery that was previously not usable. Another 6 kilowatt hours, that's 13% of the battery they're unlocking in the Transit and the E-Tourneo Custom. It's a big deal, 50 kilometers more, and an over-the-air update coming for existing owners. Not to get more battery access, but to charge faster. Now they've got more data at Ford, unlocking more charging speed as well, bringing 10 to 80 down below 30 minutes, very important. Hyundai announcing their biggest tech bet yet, $817 million on a new future mobility battery campus in South Korea to become more vertically integrated, the likes of Tesla, GM, and China's BYD. Hyundai and Kia are also winning more of the American car market. It's the big SUVs they sell that are doing very well. Their pure EV sales have suffered in the US, though, since the expiration of the federal tax credit. Tariffs on US-Korea trade in vehicles have dropped, though, recently, and so they'll obviously be looking at that and the vehicle production in Georgia as well to bring costs down. Electric rallying is about to take a step forward. Opel or Vauxhall's Mokka GSE Rally Cup will be back in 2026. The One Make series going rallying. The centrepiece is the new Mokka GSE Rally vehicle, and also they're unlocking charging not just in the service parks. Oh, I love me some rallying, by the way. But also that allows charging away from the service parks, more special stage, extended kilometres for EV rally cars as well. Ford of Great Britain is warning the government that the new 3 pence per mile EV tax is the wrong tax at the wrong time, saying that there are good things that were announced in the budget, like raising the expensive vehicle extra tax that we pay from £40,000 to £50,000, the extra grant money, the extra infrastructure. But the headline that everyone picked up on was clearly going to put people off buying EVs at some point. BYD's van, the e-Vali, getting a 5-star Euro NCAP rating. That's very important for fleet buyers who want to see very high safety for their 3.5-ton and 4.25-ton all-electric vehicles. And Zeekr is taking aim at two big car markets and taking on big German and South Korean manufacturers on their backyard. Zeekr is finally opening in Germany, taking a shot at the premium market there, up against those that do it very well, the Germans. And they're turning up in South Korea as well, taking on Hyundai Kia Genesis at their own game and importing Chinese Zeekrs to the top end of South Korea's market. And that's Briefly.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.